stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors, with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. So Danny and I ran downstairs again. It's the middle of the night. And the song for this podcast started a new trend. Every podcast will have a song that I heard, a song that I thought about, a song that motivated me. And I usually do that anyway. I'll pick a song and then I'll play it over and over and over again. Usually it'll burn out in a day, but I never really forget. And today's song, just so you know, ran out of bed downstairs, is Blink 182, I Miss You. It's a song for this PC, never passé. So yeah, I was dreaming and this made me run downstairs. Yesterday I did a photo shoot and it was about 100 degrees. And the goal was to get a very strong action shot, a picture for the biggest and newest sponsor of this podcast. On my media kit, there's different levels of sponsorship. And if you're interested in becoming a sponsor, please call me at 305-903-7160. But for this picture that we were trying to get for this sponsor, the biggest one this tiny little podcast has ever had. So grateful. Thank you. So excited to reveal the new boss man to you. I mean, this is the highest level this show has ever had. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tiers, and they picked the large one, the gray one on the bottom. Soon, people, soon. I can't wait to share this with you. And someone's got to pay the bills. So thank you. While I was posing, though, and jumping and running and 100-degree weather yesterday, I realized that my core was a little bit sore. It was getting a challenging workout from the activity that I was doing out there. My cage, so to speak, because when I work out a lot and I'm eating well and everything is working the way it's supposed to, even like, let's say for the past 2 weeks, I've been working out twice a day, every day, at least. Yeah, my cage is popping. I look a little bit like a Ninja Turtle. Yesterday, the cage was really, I felt it really holding me up. I was engaged the whole time. And throughout the shoot, my back felt very, very strong. And if you don't know, I have scoliosis. Now you know. You know, the core, the center holds it all together. It's the glue, the fiber that links all the juicy stuff tight together, bound. My back and its curvature have significantly improved since I became a fit chick. The curvature even pretty much disappeared, unless you are sleeping in my bed with me or in a bathing suit or on the beach with me, you won't see the curvature. And that's a drastic change. Exercise, fit life. Don't think about it, just do it, do it. Those two are connected. They feed off of each other. The core, the back. I was exhausted. I was fatigued yesterday. The sun was killing me, but my core kept me going. It kind of even like talked to me. Sometimes when I'm working out, I talk to my muscles and I say, okay, you butch up. But yesterday it was actually my core that was telling me, hey, you get this together. You've got this. I was grateful to my core yesterday. I really was. And I don't usually say that because I really hate to crunch. But the gratitude that I felt yesterday in that blistering sun, sweating and fatigued, it made me think of the core of an apple. It also made me think of the seeds that make trees. And then it made me think of the values that keep us together as individuals, keep us together as partners in a fruitful and healthy relationship, keep us together as a family, and then keep us together as a society, as a community, as a world, these core values. And then I ran home and I wrote down my core values. I don't know why I don't put them on my iPad or my iPhone. I just run home and get a piece of paper and get a pen and go old school. And I wrote them and I keep it down to a minimum. I kept it to 5 because I have so many of them that I could go to 50. I think gratitude has a lot to do with that, with being able to identify core values. First, you have to be grateful. As soon as I was done, I felt like I was at peace. I felt this calm, serene feeling. My favorite yoga teacher, and yours soon, always says, come back to center as if nothing ever happened. And whenever she says that, I feel that same sort of calm, peace, and serenity over my body, usually in Shavasana, but she says it throughout the practice. That's what this exercise that I did when I came home felt like. It felt like a Shavasana of my mind, of my soul. Like coming back to center, my core. That's what it felt like. I suggest that after you hear this PC never passé, you do your own return to home core value exercise. If you're in your car, please do not text and drive. Pull over. Take 5 minutes. Write them down. It'll give you peace. So I wanted to share this with you, my 5 core values, in hopes that you would do the same. I highly suggest it. So my first one is family. I have a small one. I have a 14-year-old son, a mom, about 5 friends, and they are of the highest priority. My second is dignity. I use this in everything that I do, specifically in earning a living. I have self-respect for others. I have self-respect for myself, and I have respect for others. And I think that that keeps me dignified and able to create a living for myself. I'm an entrepreneur. I don't have a 9-to-5, but it's having self-respect that gets me up every morning. And it's having the respect for others that I guess keeps me engaged and getting paid by big sponsors, line number 6. So my second one is dignity. My third one is compassion / kindness, okay? Because they go hand in hand. Without genuine kindness, everything for me is a struggle. My fourth one would be honesty and loyalty, which I define as one and the same. For me is a must to keep centered and focused and clear on having a fulfilled life. So in order for me to do anything, I need to have loyalty and honesty in my life. My fifth one is love, because for me, anything done in perfect love is successful, is selfless, and love abolishes all obstacles in my path always. So, family, dignity, compassion, honesty, love. Those are my core values. I just shared them with you. They brought me back to center. Please go home, pull over, bring it back to center for yourself, and jot down your core values. And if you'd like to share them with me, you can. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, REVETE. I'm on Facebook, ATREVETE Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.